This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 673. Sometimes you gotta spend money to make money, by Jay Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com. And I am Dan, your host. Welcome to another edition of Optimal Finance Daily, where I read to you from some of the very best personal finance blogs anywhere. And before we get going today, I want to say thank you to EveryPlate. Experience full plates and fuller wallets with America's best value meal kit. These are chef-designed meals for just $4.99 per serving, and recipes come together in about 30 minutes, definitely faster than a trip to the grocery store. For 50% off your first box of EveryPlate, go to everyplate.com and enter the promo code OFD. 50% off is like getting two dinners for one cup of coffee now. That's the promo code OFD at everyplate.com for 50% off your first box. And now let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Sometimes you gotta spend money to make money, by Jay Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com. One of my favorite sayings is you gotta spend money to make money. I don't know why I like it so much considering it's not always the case, but I guess the times when it is, I just really, really love it. Like, say, contributing to your company's 401k plan. You spend a percentage of your paycheck every 2 weeks to better your future, and then your company turns around and dumps in free money to match. How awesome and easy is that? Spending money to make money at its finest. Unfortunately, however, life isn't always so clear-cut, so we do the best we can and hope we're taking advantage of the opportunities as they're passing us by. And things like emotions or personal barriers only muddle stuff even more, for the good or the bad. Last night was a perfect example of this. Here's how a discussion between my beautiful wife and I went down last night. With her permission to share it, of course. I don't want to share the couch. "Hey, honey, don't be mad at me. I spent an extra $100 at Target tonight," my wife spouted with her cringe face on. "Well, what did you end up buying? I'll tell you if I'm mad after hearing that," I jokingly respond back, knowing full well she didn't waste any money because she's fortunately not that type of a person. "I bought like 1,000 diapers because they were having a sale where if you bought 2 boxes, you got a $10 gift card back. And then I loaded up on laundry detergent too to get an extra $5 gift card as well." "Oh man, well in that case, I'm definitely mad at you. Why didn't you spend $200? I sarcastically shoot back. I won't bore you with the rest of our conversation, but it's a perfect example of how different our brains can be wired. My wife has trouble spending money based on the total amount alone, no matter what it is. Whereas my inclination is to load up on these deals and max the hell out of them until they can't be maxed anymore, especially on things you're forever buying or investing in, diapers and 401k. Now, if we were on a strict budget, it would be an entirely different story, as you can't spend what you don't have. But since that's not the case for us today, thanks financial security, I revert to eking out as many possible deals as we can get our hands on. My wife is a darling no matter how you slice it, but of course, earning $30 or $60 for free is much better than earning $15 or even zero had my wife really been worried about ponying up too much. So it's worth having a conversation with yourself or your spouse, boyfriend, dog, lover, so you know how to capture similar opportunities in the future if and when they may cross your path again. My wife knows now to load up, baby, and to do her best not to worry. Time will only tell if it works. Another variable that comes into play is the type of opportunity that can pop up. When it comes to rebates or guarantees of free money, I'm fairly quick at pulling the trigger and going for it. I'll happily do any of these with my eyes closed. Maxing out 401k benefits. Can you tell I'm passionate about that? Stocking up on supplies that you truly need when great deals come along. Paying down debt, no matter what type it is. You can never go wrong with that. Furthering education, whether in courses or degrees. Then there are those other opportunities I get super shy around, even though deep down I know they can lead to greater and better things. These include speaking events, great for business, not so much for my stress. Business investments and projects. This is a whole other can of worms, but I put it here because even though I'm getting better at sussing out the good stuff versus the bad and jumping on it, I still hold back way more than I should as my conservative side flares up. Anything else that rewards you years and years ahead. Except for retirement money for some reason. I suck at being patient overall, but when it comes to retirement, it's incredibly easy for me. I'm sure you guys can relate. Some things you'll jump on without batting an eyelash, and others you need some time to assess before taking action, or not taking action. There's many levels of spending more to get more, and if the big decisions were that easy, everyone would be Warren Buffett. So the point today is to figure out the things you can jump on right away at a moment's notice so you don't lose the opportunity at hand versus those you need to step back from and take more time for consideration. You probably already know the big ones, like buying a house or investing in a company, so focus more on the smaller things and master those first. One last example before we wrap up. When I first started offering blog coaching services, I got an email from someone who wanted tips on making more money through his blog. He went on and on about how much he can learn from me and how he wants to invest time and money into it, etc. But when it came down to pulling the trigger, he bailed. My rate was just too expensive for him, $100 a session. He told me he knew he should do it, but he just couldn't justify ponying so much up, perhaps because the total number scared him more than the results, like with my wife. I told him not to worry about it, as I'm certainly not the cheapest person around, and before we wrapped up, I gave him a few specific last-second pointers just to be nice. I've been getting paid to help people for over 2 years now, but it still feels kind of weird charging for something I naturally like to do anyway for free and for fun. Anyways, we go our merry ways, and 3 months later he shoots me an email out of the blue. "Dude, one of your tricks totally worked. I make 300 plus extra bucks every month. Thank you so much." "You're welcome," I happily shot back. "Now where's my money, b-?" I wanted to snarkily tack on, but of course I didn't. And since that was over 2 years ago, it's quite possible he's now made over $7,000 extra off his blog, not to mention any future projects he's likely to implement the tip on. The point? Sometimes it's worth taking a chance on spending more so you can make more, even if it's not guaranteed, and of course, it won't be a detriment to either your health or your wealth. I say this just as much to you as I do to myself, too, since I also struggle with it at times. A trick I've tried to incorporate over the years is having a financial limit in my head for the amount I'm allowed to risk, regardless of the consequences. I use it for business ideas, finding possible steals at yard sales, and even when I used to play poker all the time. This limit for me is $100, randomly enough, I swear I didn't plan that, and it allows me to make quicker decisions and a little less overthinking. So the takeaways today are twofold. One, be prepared to jump on opportunities by knowing your comfort levels and your plan in advance. And two, take calculated chances with a cap you don't mind losing. It's all about being as prepared as you can for opportunities, both in money and in life. And of course, if you take nothing else away from this article, make sure you're at least contributing to your 401k plan. You just listened to the post titled, "Sometimes You Gotta Spend Money to Make Money," by Jay Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com. And this episode is brought to you by EveryPlate. Get meals you'll enjoy and your bank account will love delivered right to your door. EveryPlate's easy-to-follow recipes take the stress out of dinner time, and these are actually affordable. You can enjoy chef-designed meals for just $4.99 per serving. That is much cheaper than all the other meal kit companies. And after trying it, I've got to say it's a great value. EveryPlate does the meal planning, shopping, and prepping for you, taking the time-consuming guesswork out of cooking. Never buy more ingredients than you need because EveryPlate's recipes come with everything already pre-measured. And the folks at EveryPlate were nice enough to send me a kit with 3 meals, and I had the first one last night. It was the Mediterranean chicken grain bowl, and it was fantastic. Now, I can't take credit for the cooking. I have to admit here that my wife actually volunteered to make it for me while I was in the studio recording some episodes, and she reports that it perfectly matched the estimates for how much time it said it was going to take on the instructions. It was about 15 minutes prep time, and it was ready in 30 minutes, just like the instructions said. And second full disclosure, she's actually making me a second one right now while I'm recording this, so I'm looking forward to that. And for 50% off your first box of EveryPlate, you can go to everyplate.com and enter the promo code OFD. And 50% off is like getting 2 dinners for 1 cup of coffee now. That's the promo code OFD at everyplate.com for 50% off your first box. And that'll do it for today. Thanks again for listening, and I will be back tomorrow as usual, so I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.